You have your Bible tonight and we'll turn with us. 1 John chapter number 2. 1 John chapter number 2. The Bible says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, he have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins," now watch this, "of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, I abide in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. An old commandment is the old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and a true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. And he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." I want to preach tonight in just a few minutes, if God will be our help, and we'll try not to be too long, on the guidance of the truth. Amen? The guidance of truth. How the truth speaks to our heart and gives us that we need. John would say here, he said, "My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not." Amen? In other words, what he tells here, that we should not be sinners. Amen? What does that mean? That means we should not be habitual sinners. Now the Bible says we know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we know as long as we live in this old flesh that we're going to mess up. We're going to do things that we shouldn't do. We're going to do things that break God's heart and makes him sad. Amen? That's just the way we are. Say, can I get an amen right there? Amen. Amen? That's the way we are. We break God's heart all the time. But he said that we shouldn't sin on purpose. Amen? Praise God. What he's trying to tell us here in little John is that we should purpose not to sin. Amen? Purpose in our heart to try to be pleasing to God. But he says, if any man sins, or does sin, that we have an advocate with the Father. Now, I will say tonight, that's just not any advocate. But, Brother Kevin, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the Christ of God, praise God, as our advocate. He said, have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And because he's righteousness, we're putting our faith in the righteousness of God. Not of our righteousness. Because your righteousness, my righteousness, is filthy rags. That's what the Bible teaches us, is what tells us. Filthy rags being the rags that would be used to bind up the wounds of lepers, amen, which is incurable. And once they were used for that, they would have to be cast away, buried, done away with. Amen? That's how our righteousness is in the eyes of a holy God. But I'm glad that they wanted his righteousness. It has a true righteousness, and it's Christ our Savior. Praise God, he never made a mistake. He never messed up. He was tempted like unto we are, but yet without sin. I mean, that's why Jesus Christ could be an advocate with the Father, praise God, on behalf of you and I. Not only that, he says in verse number 2 that he is the propitiation for our sin. In other words, he was that price of atonement. He's the propitiation. He was the price, praise God, that satisfied the mind of God. Praise God. He said, not for ours only, not for just you and me, but praise God, but for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ, praise God, come and died and took upon himself the sins of the whole world. Now we hear people all the time saying, well, preacher, you just don't know how bad I am. Preacher, you don't know the things that I've done. No, I don't. But God does. Jesus did it before the foundation of the world. He knew how you'd be. He knew how I would be. But Jeff, he knew us, praise God, before the foundation of the world. Yet he said, when it come time, he said, I'll go and I'll be that price of sin. I'll take their sin upon myself. I'll bear it to the cruel cross of Calvary. I'll die for the sins of the whole world. I mean, that's the Savior that we serve today. And if He's able to advocate that, if He's able to do that for me and you, what else is that would hinder Him from doing? Praise God. He is an Almighty God. But He would go on, little John telling us, and he's telling about our fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that's the case because He calls us the little children, those children of God. He said, hereby we do know that we know Him. How do we know Him? Because we keep His commandments. Amen. You know, preacher, what does it mean when they say, you know, that we keep God's command? God gives us command. What does it mean when we keep His commandment? We do what He says. In other words, what He's talking about is that me and you, you and I, that we believe God. Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter what the world says, no matter what men say, that we believe God. We just stay with God. We keep doing the things that's pleasing to God to the best of our ability. And as we said, all of us will come up short. All of us will miss the mark every now and then. But praise God, we do our best to strive to keep the things of God, to live according to the Word of God. I want to say something tonight. There's nothing wrong with that. We're living a day and hour. People's trying to tell us that we're a crazy or old fogies if we try to live according to this blessed old book. But I want to say irrequivocally tonight, praise God, that we can do that. We should do that, praise God. No matter what they think of us, we should try to remain and retain our Christian faith and our Christian walk. We should continue to go in the way that He'd have us to go. The world would try to dissuade us, and the world would try to take us in different directions, praise God, away from God and godliness. But praise God, I'm glad there's only one way that, praise God, is right, and that's a close walk with Him. He would go on and say in verse number 4, he that saith, I know Him, keepeth not His commandments. He said, I know Him. They say, I know Him. I know who Jesus is. We've talked about that so much. A lot of people say, well, I know who Jesus is. They got their head knowledge, but they don't have a heart knowledge. See, it takes a heart knowledge of God to walk in circumspectly with God and do the things, praise God, that He tells us to do. To live a life that's right in the eyes of a holy God is the most important thing that we could do today. Amen? But he said, but whoso keepeth His word, he that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not, he said, well, preacher, we shouldn't call people liars. Praise God, it's okay if they're a liar. Amen? If they're telling a lie and they're not telling the truth, praise God, we need to bring it out on them. Amen. We're living in a world where, praise God, they say that right's wrong and wrong is right. And we need to just stand up and say, well, wait a minute. According to the Word of God, praise God, there's some things that you're talking about, it just ain't right. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yeah, it's hate speech now. They're coming down on us and they're trying to make us think because we're believers, amen, that we're wrong. Because we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, because we're trusting in Him and we're trying to keep His commandments, do what God says, that you're messed up. Amen? They're trying to get legislation now to make your speech a hate crime because you're trying to tell them that Jesus loves them. But that He hates their sin. Amen? I've never seen such a mess. Our new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, praise God, he stood up and professed his Christianity, and they're hammering him like he was a wedge. Because he stood up and says, you know, his Christian faith, they said, well, how are you going to govern, praise God, as a Christian? And he said, I'm going to govern according to this book. Yeah. Amen? He said, I'm going to try to stay with God the best as I can. Praise God. See, our nation was set up upon a Judeo-Christian faith, praise God, and a belief in God Almighty. And He said, let the God be true and every man a liar. Amen. I was thinking on this as I was looking through it. If you go back just a couple of pages to 2 Peter chapter number 2. Now, he says here that those that say, I know Him and keep not His commandments is a liar and the truth. Now, Jesus is the truth. Amen. He said the truth is not in Him. So in other words, they said they're lying and they don't have Jesus in their heart. Amen. You can't go around lying doing things contrary to the Word of God if you got the Lord Jesus in your heart. He won't let you. He'll convict you, praise God. But in 2 Peter chapter number 2, he says this. Peter's speaking to him, praise God, and he gives warnings of things to come. Amen. And he says, but verse number 1, he said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Amen. And look how they come in. Who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. That's heresies of destruction. Amen. It's lies, praise God. Manipulation. And bring upon themselves, watch this, swift destruction. Amen. He said they'll bring in the destruction, praise God, of God Almighty. They'll bring judgment upon themselves. And swift destruction will come. Amen. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Amen. They'll say, hey, listen, these people that claim to be Christians, these people that saying they're walking with God, these people that's walking circumspectly according to that blessed old King James Bible, they're messed up and we need to get rid of them. Amen. We better be careful. They better be careful. Because he's a God that won't put up with you messing with his people. He's a God who loves us and promised to take care of us and protect us. He's promised to be there with us, to lead God, praise God, and to show us where he'd have us to be and to walk with us to get there. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, youngins, tonight, there's no reason to be afraid of this world that we live in. We've got the God that's in control of it all. He owns it all, praise God. The cattle of 1,000 hills and the hills they roam on. Amen. Praise the Lord. The whole world's turning their back on Christianity. The whole world's turning their back on the Jew. Amen. If they turn their back on the Jew, praise God, they'll turn their back on me and you. Amen. Praise God. They're coming out now and they're saying, well, you know, we've got to, from the river to the sea, we got to get rid of them. And people so naive, they think, well, you know, those people over there, they need to have a right to just to be free to go wherever they want to. They're so deceived of the devil, they don't even realize they're talking about annihilating a whole group of people. Man, talking about genocide. Talking about marching from the Euphrates into the sea, from the Euphrates to the Mediterranean, getting rid of the nation of Israel. Amen. Praise God, they better be careful. Because the Bible said that they'll bring upon themselves swift destruction. God says in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1 through 6, he said, praise God, we need to be mindful of the Lord, and we need to be mindful of the nation of Israel. And he said, I'll bless those that'll bless Israel, and I'll curse those that curse Israel. That word curseth Israel. He said, that word curseth is to deal with heavy blows. Amen. Praise God. Not only the nation of Israel, God's people. Amen. God said, I'll deal with those, praise God, that'll come down upon my people. They showed the other day, you can see it, you can pull it up and look at it. In the parliament in Turkey, they got together and they was condemning Israel. And they said, we need to just destroy them. We need to get rid of the Jew once for all. And that old fella, thought he was something else. He got up there in front of parliament and he began to read his little spell, and he got down toward the end of it and he read in his notes, a curse on the nation of Israel. Read it out loud. Amen. Read out. I'm talking about an old wicked Muslim nation, Islamic nation, the nation of Turkey. And he read out that proclamation. He read out a curse on the nation of Israel. And he finished reading it out, hadn't much more and finished. And he turned around with a big smirk on his face, thinking he was all that and a bag of Cheetos. And before he got to walk away from the pulpit, the podium, he fell out dead. Amen. Pull it up and look at it. Israeli parliament. He proclaimed a curse on the nation of Israel, and before he got away from the podium, he fell dead. Amen. We better be careful, because he said, with those that bring in damnable heresies upon the people of God Almighty, God will deal with swift destruction. Amen. Praise the Lord. We better be careful, folks. We better decide whose side we're on, and we better maintain it to the end. We better line up with God Almighty. We better back the Jew. Amen. Praise God. And we need to back me and you. What are you saying, Pastor? I said we need to get behind each other and love each other in one mind and one accord till we get to the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. God designed it that way. Amen. If not, he said we'll get to fall in these old pernicious ways of the ungodly. Amen. He said, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Praise God. He said, we don't want to get caught up with that crowd, because this is what they'll do. Verse number 3, 2 Peter chapter 2. He said, and through covetousness shall they be, with feigned words, make merchandise of you. With feigned words. So what's he talking about? He's talking about our liberal media today. Hello? Our liberal politicians, these people in the world, praise God, they want to tell this stuff, and expect us to believe it. Amen. And if we ain't careful, praise God, we get caught up in their shenanigans. We get caught up in their lie. And if you tell a lie long enough, you'll begin to believe it yourself. Amen. If you listen to it long enough, you'll get to believe in it. Praise God. We need to believe God, praise God. We need to step out on faith, just trust the Lord. Because He's promised He'd bring us through, praise God, and deliver us safe on yonder shore one day in a little while. Praise God. Listen, youngins, glory to God, we're going home. Amen. We've got a blessed hope and a promise that's out of this world. Praise the Lord. They said, through covenant shall they be, they with feigned words make merchandise of you. They're going to use you. Amen. Going to use you like you're something to be bought and sold. I won't tell you, young, praise God, I ain't for sale. Amen. The church ain't for sale. God ain't for sale. Praise God. He's a free gift for all those that'll come unto Him and receive it. Praise God. But it's not for sale. It can't be bought and sold. It's not to be negotiated. It's something that we believe and we stand upon as firmly as we know how. Praise God. But he said, feigned words make merchandise of you. Are you going to be merchandise? Amen. I ain't going to be merchandise. Praise God. I'm not one to be bought. Say, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. What he's saying there, praise God, he said, they do that. He said, but there's a judgment a-coming. He said, and it's not very far down the road. It's just right around the corner. There is a judgment, and that judgment is from God. Amen. God's going to have the last say so. Praise God. He's the one that's going to have the last say. Praise the Lord. So he said, don't believe those that are lying. They don't keep the commandments of God. They're liars. And the truth, Jesus Christ is not in them. Amen. But listen to what little John says in chapter number 2. 1 John chapter number 2. Verse number 5. He said, but whoso keepeth his word. Now what they're talking about is keeping the word of God. Line it up with it. Circumspectly with what God says. Can I stop here just a second? Everybody look at me. There's nothing wrong with keeping the word of God. There's nothing wrong with staying around with the writings of this old book. Amen. Amen. Don't let the world tell you that they're old and archaic. Amen. You heard that? That they're not sufficient. That they need to be updated and upgraded. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's done the work. Praise God from the beginning. And it'll do the work to the end then. Praise the Lord. He said, but whoso keepeth his word. Amen. It's God's word. That's why it's sufficient. That's why it'll work all the way to the end. That's why it doesn't need to be improved upon. Isn't it amazing how these liars want to say, well, this would be a better reading. You see it all the time. Well, this would be a better reading. This would be more easily understood. Yeah, because it's easy to understand and believe a lie. And say people will believe a lie and be damned. Amen. I'm just going to stay with the truth. How about you? He said, in Him verily is the love of God perfected. Amen. Who? The one that keeps the Word of God. The one that believes it and stands upon it, praise God, accepts it. See, we have to accept the Word of God before we can believe the Word of God. And in order to accept the Word of God and believe the Word of God, we have to accept the God of the Word. Amen? When we accept the God of the Word, then the Word of God, praise God, is a whole lot easier for us to accept and to allow to take charge of our lives. He said, Him is the love of God perfected. Amen? Hey, you're looking, oh boy, this side of eternity will never be perfect. Hello? I'll never be perfect in this flesh which I live. You can ask my wife, I've got one or two flaws. Huh? One or two, amen. I've got one or two, or ten. But praise God, I've got a God that loves me. He's in me. He's my Lord and my Savior. And He's helping me to overcome those that one day He said He's going to present me. He's going to present Jeff Massey unto Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. In other words, He said, Brother Jeff, He said, I'm not going one of these days I'm not going to have a spot or anything that even looks like a blemish. Hey, man, I'm in the hands on the potter's wheel, and He's working on me day by day until the glorious day of His appearance. He's going to keep a working on me, getting all the bad spots and the blemishes out of me unto perfection. And I put my faith and trust in Him to do that He thinks is best. Hey, man, I told somebody the other day, I feel like old Job. I know how Job felt. Hey, man. God turned him over to the devil, to Satan, to buffet him. And He buffeted him from his head to his feet. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Job was buffeted. I'm almost there. Amen. Somebody was making fun of me the other day. He said, well, just one or two more surgeries and there won't be nothing about you original. Amen. Praise God. Teresa said I was kind of like old Johnny Cash's car in that song. She's getting me one piece at a time. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God Almighty's going to take care of me, and one day He's going to present me unto Himself. Praise God in perfection. I'm going to be perfect like my Savior. I'm going to walk in the portals of glory with Him. I'm going to stroll that whole, praise God, glory, hallelujah, avenue with my Savior. Amen. Amen. You say, Pastor Jeff, how do you know that? Because Jesus loves me and I love Him. He's my Lord, He's my Savior. And said He's keeping me by His Word. And He's perfecting me day by day. And He said, hereby know that we are in Him. How do you know that Jesus is in you? How do we know that we're in Jesus? Amen. Because He's working on us continually. Somebody told me, several people told me over time, said, I would God just leave me alone. Well, you'll be in a mess if God leaves you alone. I'll be in a mess if God leaves me alone. Amen. Hey, I've even tried to go out of my own and do things, praise God, and I've made a mess out of that. Praise the Lord. But God don't leave me alone. Praise God. There with me. He's abiding with me. He's walking with me. He's touching me. He's helping me. He's bringing me a long way. He's showing me His way. Amen. He's changing my way of thinking. He's changing my way of acting. He's changing my way of reacting. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm not what I used to be. But I'm not what I'm going to be. Praise God. Hey, praise God. There's still room for improvement. And He's improving on us every day. That what John's telling us is that's what makes us Christian. We're trusting in Him and keeping His commandments, loving Him, praise God, loving each other, and He continues to work on us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody tells you how sorry no account are, you just smile at real big and say, I'm a work in progress. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm a work in progress. I ain't there yet, but one day I will. Amen. He says in verse 6, He said, He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk even as He walked. Amen. He said, so if we say that we abide in Him, abide in who? Who's Him? Jesus. So if we say that we abide in Jesus and He abides in us, little John says, if we're saying that and we believe it in our heart, then that we ought to walk that way. Amen? Our walk ought to be different than it used to be. Praise God. We ought to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ even as He walked. Praise God. Believing in Him, abiding in the Lord Jesus. But the believer should abide in Christ. Amen. Even as Christ abides in us. Praise God. We become one in a relationship. Praise His name. Bless His name. And little John goes on. We won't tarry. He said, brethren. Amen. Now he's done said, talk to the little children. Those little youngins of God. Amen. And then he talks to the brother. He says, brethren. He said, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. Amen. You know why little John could say that? Why little John could write that? Because God don't change His mind. Amen. The same, praise God, the commandments that He proclaimed in the beginning is the same commandments that we can stand upon in the day that we go out of here. Praise God. He said, I don't write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Amen? The word being the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the word. I used to be, for a while, those people would go around and they'd bump fists and they'd say, word! I never could figure that out. Amen. Teresa's brother, her oldest brother, was the world's worst for that. He was a spell there every time you see him. He'd want to, word. I said, Jesus, praise God. Amen. That's the only word I know. Praise God, the only one that'll work. Praise God. But he said, old commandment is the word which we had from the beginning. That God give to us. Praise God, if it comes from God, it's good enough for me. How about you? But then John goes ahead in verse number 8. He said, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things are true in Him and in you. Amen. A new commandment I write unto you, which is true in Him. If it's true in Him, then it's true in you. Look what he says. He says, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He said, brethren, praise God, I don't need to tell you nothing new, but I'll tell you something that you need to know. That the true light from heaven has come down, praise God, and it's shining all over the place. It's brighter, praise God, than the noonday sun. It's trying to shine in the hearts and the lives of God's people. It's radiating, illuminating the world. Praise God, you ought to be able to see it. No matter where you're looking from, you ought to see that precious bright light of God Almighty. He said, a time of the darkness is past. Amen. And the marvelous light is shining for all that'll see. Bless the name of the Lord. He said, that's that true light that now shineth. Not artificial light. Artificial light is okay if you need it. But artificial light will give a lot of shadows around the edges. Amen. Artificial light casts shadows. But I want to say, praise God, it's a true light from heaven, praise God, don't have no shadows of darkness. Amen. The true light from heaven, praise God, it's a true light that shineth forth, that illuminates the hearts and minds of men. And John said, he that saith he is in the light. Now watch this. Saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even to now. You know what John's saying? He said, if you say that you're in the light and you hate the brothers and sisters in Christ, he said, you're still in darkness. In other words, he said, you've never truly been enlightened by Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen? Praise God. He said, he that loveth his brethren abideth in the light. He said, in order to love you, brother, because you love the brother, he said, you're abiding in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the truth is a part of you and the light's on for you. Amen. That light's a shining in you. Praise God. And when the lights are shining, praise God, all darkness has to flee. Years ago, we went into the cavern, a cavern down in Tennessee. And they got us down in there. The guide went in with us. And we got way down in that thing. And they had lights, you know, just here, there, sporadically, where you could see the walking path. And we got down in there. And we got plumb down to the bottom. There's a little waterfall and things. And the guide said to stand real still, and we did, and all of a sudden the lights went out. And you talk about dark. It was dark. You know, they say the darkness of a dungeon, that's where we were. It was pitch black dark. You couldn't have saw your hand if you had it on your nose. But then that guide lit a little old light, just a little tiny light, praise God, and it illuminated, it reflected, praise God, off the water, and it reflected off the walls, and it gave us light to see. Amen, praise God. John's telling us here, if we've truly got the light of Christ in us, he said that we'll never have to go in darkness. Amen. He said the darkness will be gone. He said, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. And there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Because the light's been turned on. The light's illuminating your way. The light's are showing you the path so that you can see where you're going. Amen. The light's shining brightly for this boy today, praise God. And I can see a path that's leading to glory. Amen. One day in a little while, I'm going to march into through those pearly gates, into the portals of glory, through those streets of gold, into the throne room of grace. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to go back to where it come from. He said, where ought it come from, grace? Amen. I'm going to meet up with it where it started from, in the throne room of grace. But he says this in verse number 11. He said, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness. Amen. He said, if you hate your brother, he said, you're in darkness. And not only you're in darkness, but you're walking in darkness. What happens when you walk in darkness? He said, and knoweth not whither he goeth. I'm glad today that I know where I'm going, ain't you? You say, Pastor, where are you going? I'm going to heaven. Praise God, heaven bound with the hammer down. I'm going to heaven, praise God, just as fast as I can go, and one day God Almighty is going to receive me unto himself there. Amen. I'm not in the darkness, praise God. I'm in the marvelous light of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's guiding me the way. Amen. Showing me the way into heaven, praise God, through him. He said that neither knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Amen. Praise God. He said that darkness has blinded his eyes. I'm afraid that we're living in a world today, praise God, it's so caught up. Why the apostasy's taking place like Peter said it would take place is because darkness is blinding the eyes of a nation. Amen. Darkness is blinding the eyes of people. Evil has overshadowed our country. Evil is overshadowing our people. It's overtaking them. Amen. Praise God. You say, Pastor, how could that be? Because John says the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, is not being shed abroad. Because the love of God, the love for our brothers and sisters, love for our family and our loved ones, praise God, it shines a light of Christ in our hearts so that they can be saved and know Christ. So that they can come out of the darkness into the marvelous light, praise God, of our beloved Savior. That's what's needed in the world today, friends. That's what's needed in our homes, our lives, and our families. That's what gets us, that's what brings us out of the depression and the alcoholism and the things that so easily beset that hold us and drag us down in this world. It's the darkness. But there's a marvelous light tonight that's shining. John said there's a fellowship in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a fellowship in walking in the light. He said, in that light is no darkness at all. Amen. It's just a light that's forever shining forth. Amen. Praise God tonight. It's shining forth so that we can see. We can see who we are and we can see where we're going. Amen. I've never liked the dark. I used to be afraid of it. Amen. Oh me. But I'm not no more. Praise God. I'm not afraid of it no more. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I used to be with a kid, I'd go to Miss Myrtle's down the road from about half a mile down the road. And when it come time to go home, if it was dark, I'd get that bicycle, that little 20 inch. Praise God. And I'd burn the tires off that thing getting to the house. Amen. If you was going to grab me in the dark, you'd had to been quick. But I'd go flying to get out of that darkness. I couldn't. Oh boy, what a joy it was when I'd slide into the driveway and look down there and I'd see the porch light on. Mama done left it on for me. Done turned it on for me. Amen. Praise God. I'd slide up the side of that porch, jump off, run up them steps into the house. Amen. I wanted to be close to that light. Amen. It run those boogers away. So I thought. But praise God, I got the greatest booger chaser there ever was when I got Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing that's in this world that I'm afraid of. Now, I'm apprehensive of some things. I'm not stupid. But I'm not afraid of the dark no more because the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ lives in my heart. And He's my protector. He's there for me. He's promised He'd never leave me nor forsake me. He said He'd be there with me all the way to the end of this way. One day He'll call me unto Himself to be where He is in the presence of that light. But unto then, I'm just trusting Him to be with me. And I'm just loving Him. I'm keeping His commandments and I'm loving brothers and sisters in Christ and I'm gathering up, trying to gather together with as many as I can to go home to be with Him. Praise God, to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with Him where the light's on. Amen. One of these days in a little while, we're going to be where the light's on. You say, preacher, how do you know? How do you know the light will return? Because the Bible said He's the light of that city. Amen. There'll be no need for the moon or the stars to shine because Jesus Himself will be the light of that city. Praise His holy name. That's where I'm going. I'm heading that way. You say, how do you know? Because He said, I love the brethren. I know if I sin, I have an advocate with my Father. I know I don't want to sin. I don't continue sinning. But if I do, I've got an advocate with Jesus Christ, the Savior, the righteous. Praise God. The light's been turned on so that I don't get caught up in deception. Amen. We better trust in the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ. You get caught up in deception. It's easy to do. If you listen to their lies enough, you'll begin to believe them. Amen.